welcome to MGP 507. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hey up.
Hello.
Pab, you get a point. The other two do not. Sheepdog, I said say it, not sing it. Anna, the request was hello, not a up. So you
I both start the episode on zero. You do not.
You can say what you want. However, only Pab earns the point for that round. We are doing points this week. And Pab is currently in the lead.
I'm going for cool points and original points and style points at the end, and this will all stack up in the multipliers.
I'm not so sure. I am the judge and the points giver, so you have to basically. I just want all of you to suck up to me for an hour to get points. That'll make me happy. I like to be sucked up to.
By a Hoover, then.
We've got like three Hoovers. There's Hoovers all over the house.
We have one Hoover, Kevin.
He does like me.
There are at least two Hoovers. There's the orange one and the one with headlights.
We've one Hoover.
I filled my Hoover with sugar and pasta earlier.
Was it hungry?
You know half the story because I put the picture up of the damage I did on Twitter. But when someone asks you, are you impulsive? And you're like, I don't know, a little bit, maybe. And then I was in a meeting with my boss and I finished talking to him and I was like, right, it's nearly lunchtime. I go to the toilet and I'm going to have some lunch. And I was like, well, I need to get milk. And my brain was just jumping through different tangents. And somehow I got from a tangent of, oh, I need to get milk from the shop. I think I thought, where are the carrier bags? I don't want to have to pay for a carrier bag. So I went in the other room to get a carrier bag. Then I was looking at a saucepan, and then I thought, that big wall unit thing in here doesn't need to be here. We're having the kitchen done next week. I should move it. I don't want to forget to move it. So I just sort of checked how heavy it was, lifted it up. It is enormous, by the way. It is like, I don't know, 3 foot tall and bloody heavy and was full of food. And I just thought, it's not that heavy. And so I was just carrying it through the living room. I was singing to myself through the kitchen and then through the living room. And then I forgot there was a rug in our living room and I just tripped up and I headbutted the door to the living room, which is why I've got that big red mark on my head. The big wall unit like fell on the floor and the back fell off it and the food fell out and there was just sugar and pasta and bits and bobs everywhere. And I'm pretty sure I was concussed because I didn't do any of the things.
If you were, you probably still are. Concussions don't go away in a couple of hours.
Well, okay, I probably still am then. I basically was just like, oh, what? I went and checked the damage. I was like, ow, that looks ridiculous. And, you know, my jaw really hurts. And every meal I've had since has been really chewy and has absolutely been agonizing. But I tried to sort of salvage the food and I was just there packing some of it back into the shelf, forgetting I still had to carry it the rest of the way. The back had fallen off of it, which is why there was such a mess. So this like spiky nail sticking out of wood, big piece of wood was on the floor. I picked up everything that could go back in the shelf, realised a lot of the stuff had just been the back of the cupboard stuff that's probably been there for 7 years. So I had to take all of that out to the bin. Realised there was literally brown sugar everywhere, like all over the rug, all over the floor, flour all over the shelves and other bits and bobs. My clothes were covered in it. So then I had to sort of move everything, tidy everything, hoover the floor, hoover all around underneath the rug, move the rug, move the door. Somehow there was stuff, I mean, probably because I was walking in it, there was stuff in every room, so that took forever. And I'm thinking, I can't tell if my nose is bleeding. I feel like I've got a nosebleed. And I kept like checking it and it's like, I don't have a nosebleed. I don't think I have a nosebleed. So then I was like, I'm home alone. I should probably broadcast that I've hurt myself just so that if I go silent, someone might care. And then I was like, but no one could get here in time. So I went for a walk. I just thought, I'll walk down. This is how obviously I was concussed because I still am. Because I was like, I'll walk to the post office and back. I'll just stick on the Pokemon thing. And do a 15-minute walk around the local area so that if I collapse, someone might see me and be like, oh, let's call this person a doctor. Once that was done, I remembered, oh, yeah, I was supposed to go to Tesco's. So I went and got some milk and some Pepsi and some bits and bobs, came home, then was like, I was supposed to eat 2.5 hours ago before all of this happened. That was literally the reason I left my chair, to get some food. So then I ate, thinking maybe that's why I feel woozy, but obviously because I'd headbutted the door was the reason I felt woozy. So I ate, and then there was like a whole period of time that I don't really remember. I think I was just sitting around chatting. And then I just went back to work like nothing had happened. I sent my boss a picture thinking, maybe he'll just tell me to have the rest of the day off. But he replied, that was silly. And I finished, I tidied up where the thing's supposed to be. I texted Mrs. Sheepdog and she said, I didn't want to move that unit. I thought it was fine where it was. Wherever you've moved that, we could have used that space for boxes for emptying the kitchen. And I was just like, That's like the final nail in the coffin, that is. Didn't need to move it at all. Could have left it where it was. I did have a reason that I can't remember the logic at the time. I think I wanted to put all the chemicals up there from underneath the sink and just like avoid Ben getting them because there's nowhere else up high that I could put them. I think that was the reason I started doing it. But yeah, I emptied the kitchen over the next 2 days while feeling really weird because my jaw's like damaged. We had pizza and corn on the cob and salad for dinner, and biting through all that was horrendously painful. And my head just feels funny. So I'm sure it'll pass soon and I'll feel all right. I'm pretty sure I'm okay. I put a bit of ice on it after about 3 hours when someone pointed out I should have done that. I put ibuprofen all over it, like gel, and that did nothing.
Why did you do that? Why didn't you just take some?
Someone said to me, why don't you put some ibuprofen gel on it? And I was like, I've got some of that. And I did actually like reach past the tablets to get the gel.
I've actually gone to find this picture because I needed to see what had gone on here. And I mean, my big takeaway is I'm disappointed that apparently you don't shave your head as often as I thought you would. That is very disappointing. Hair I've ever seen on your head in all the time I've known you.
I normally do shave my head much more frequently. I've just had a really busy week and... normally I'm bolder than that. But, I am wary. I kept saying to my friend, I'm worried about slowing down. I'm worried about, like, stopping. I'm worried about when I finish doing all these random things I'm doing and I sit back in my chair, am I suddenly going to be like, ow? Because putting the ice on my head, trying to hold that there in like a cloth was just really painful.
It was probably slipping on all the ibuprofen gel you put.
No, I did. That's why I did the gel, because I put ice to my head in a cloth and was like, I can't hold this against my face. It hurts too much. I didn't have a plan. I was being led. And someone said, get some gel. And I was like, I've got gel. So I did that. I did take some ibuprofen about half an hour ago when I remembered that we do have tablets. I reached over them to get the gel.
None of these are painkillers, are they? You probably should have just popped a couple of paracetamol. That would have done the job.
I mean, I think I was more worried about the swelling. When I was walking around Tesco's, I kept thinking my head could be swollen at the moment. I could be looking like the Elephant Man, and I don't know. No one commented. I mean, it wasn't. I looked basically the same as the picture, but the whole way around it.
So like the Elephant Man.
I kept thinking, I have no idea how I look, how damaged I look, how, you know, at the time I think I still have bits of flour on me, but I'm sorted now. I keep thinking I'm going to wake up with a huge, like, dark bruise instead of the red one. I only had one wobble when I was walking. I couldn't tell whether it was because I was walking and I felt funny or whether I just sort of tripped, but I sort of wobbled sideways a bit and then carried on walking and was like, I'm okay, it's fine, it's all good. So I think I'm all right, like... It's been long enough now that something would have happened, surely.
Probably. I mean, as long as you get to the end of this episode of the podcast, it's fine. There's enough time for me to sub someone else in for our trip to Turin. I don't really have any further need for you after this evening.
That's fair. Seems fair. So, yeah,
be on standby. You might be coming to Italy in a few weeks if Sheepdog dies.
If we don't do an episode next week after all, then you know why.
Well, I'm definitely not doing it. Me and Anna aren't going to be here. We're going to assume you're dead. So we're going to go to Switzerland instead of doing the podcast next week. So it's all on Sheepdog. If he lives, there's a show next week. If he dies, it's Pab doing a solo hour, and it'll be fine. And yes, Pab, if he does die, you are coming to Italy, because I can't go on my own. I'm not allowed to travel internationally on my own just yet, and Anna doesn't want to come to Italy.
I do expect this solo hour to be like an homage to my best bits.
Yeah, well, won't need an hour then.
5 minutes?
I suppose. Yeah. Yeah, we'll just replay that story of when you bang your head. That was quite good.
Yeah, well, it's been a weird day. But,
this is why you should wear a helmet at all times. I've been telling you this for years. Just live your life wearing it. Not a motorbike helmet, just a normal bicycle helmet. The way, or one of those things that Peter Cech started to wear after he banged his head. Get yourself one of them. Wander around with one of them on.
Arms reach away from me. If I'd known I was going to carry a bloody war unit across the house for no reason, I probably would have planned ahead and waited and got Mrs. Sheepyard to help me or something. But I don't think I'd have thought to put a helmet on. It would just have to be there all the time at this rate.
You just wear the helmet all the time. It sounds like you shouldn't be moving around the house on your own without a helmet on.
It does frustrate me knowing that, like, if you ask me a question about my foolishness, I'd be like, well, to be fair, I'm starting to realize more now I've got in the habit of regaling people with the stories. I'm like, oh no, yeah, there's like this podcast where there's like 507 examples of stupid things that have happened to me. It's very handy to have it all documented, and a YouTube series that has another 600. You know, it's a good collection of all my best worst bits. But oh, God, yeah. No, my head feels funny. Somebody else talk.
I've just done a burp that tasted really garlicky because I had garlic Kievs for tea.
I had garlic bread. It was really hard to chew.
My garlic Kievs went down a treat. I air fried them and they went crisp on the outside, lovely and juicy on the inside. Air frying's great.
Isn't that what armadillos are like?
Yeah, it kind of is. So air frying makes chicken Kievs like armadillos. Awesome. Should we talk about some video games?
Have you played any?
Yeah, I've played one that isn't even out yet. Me and Anna rearranged our entire house so that we could spend the weekend playing the Diablo 4 beta last weekend. We bought a new telly and a new PlayStation. We've ordered a new sofa. Anna's got herself a fancy new footstool because apparently Alan isn't good enough for her.
You won't let me use it.
Him. If you call him by his name, you can use him.
Well, what are you going to use?
Stop pretending he's just an object. I'll use your footstool. I don't mind you borrowing, Alan.
You said it was boring, so why would you touch it?
That's very true. Mm. I'd sit on the floor if you wanted to use Alan, because I'm a gentleman. But, we played... Well, I say we played Diablo. I played a bit of it. I mean, I reckon we probably played 2 or 3 hours together. But then, because I was in the aftermath of my gallstone attack that I had last Thursday while we were rearranging the living room, which I think we discussed at length on last week's podcast, I apparently just have like 3 or 4 days of aftershocks now, where I just felt sick the whole time. She sent me to bed. That's exactly what happened. We went to a clearance warehouse place, Argos clearance place, Saturday. No, we went there just to have a little look. I bought a Mario Brothers biscuit tin, and they had lots of gaming stuff in there. Like, it was quite good. They even had PlayStation 5s in there, which I was a little bit surprised in a clearance place.
They had one.
Well, that's still one more than I expected there to be in a clearance place.
Yes, but they were selling that Football Manager from last year for near
full
price.
It was the one before that. It was FM21, I think, so 2 years old for 30 quid. So some stuff was cheap, some stuff was strangely expensive, but we were wandering around there and I just felt sick the whole time, and apparently I just feel sick and tired for days after my gallbladder explodes now. So, I didn't really get to make the most of the closed beta, it was the early access to the open beta. It wasn't a closed beta, it was the early access to the open beta. The open beta has now opened up again now, so hopefully no gallbladder attacks. I'll actually be able to get some proper hours in this time. Plus, they've opened up the characters that weren't available last weekend. So there was a limit on which characters you could play last weekend. They've opened it up to all of them now, so we can try a different character. But we played a bit, didn't we, Anna? You've played a lot more of it than I did. Have you played it as well, Pabby? You seem to be making noises that suggest you have.
I have a question.
Go on.
So, how bad were the queues?
When we first tried to get in on Friday, we had to wait about half an hour, I think. But for the rest of the time, just straight in. No problem.
Okay.
And that was us going in as a party as well. So playing together. Easy peasy.
Yeah. Okay. So I've had about half an hour of a gameplay today. About the same. Half an hour to get in. Played for half an hour. And then it booted me out. And I had to restart the game. And then that put me in a queue for 90 minutes.
Nice.
And then I got to the bottom of that queue and another error. So I promptly turned it off.
Yeah, it was a little bit glitchy in places. So as well as the first queue that we had, there was one point, I think it was the second time we tried to go in. So we started the game together, played through like the first couple of hours together before Anna sent me to bed. And then the next day, Anna had carried on playing it, had leveled up way beyond me, but I wanted to play it again. So we went back in and we tried to party up again and join together, and it kept loading us in different places, like completely opposite sides of the map, and we had to keep coming back out, redoing the party, and trying to work out how to get us to actually join the game in the same location. It was like, it was putting Anna where she was and me where I was when I played last, rather than bringing one of us into the other one's game. Eventually, it put us back at the start, but initially we were in completely different places, weren't we? And I was trying to navigate my way across the back, across the map, looking at your screen, trying to work out where I was going, and we just gave up. And then we had to go back to the start and then run to where we were from there. Yeah. So we never could load back into the checkpoint that we were actually at. But I mean, it's fun. It's Diablo. It's everything I would expect from Diablo. I did come away from it, and again, Anna might be able to speak more to this as she played more of it than I did. I did come away from it thinking it was just a big dose of more of the same. I didn't feel like there was anything massively new or different about it. I don't really know what I was expecting. I don't know how different it can be. It didn't look massively changed graphically from the one that came out 10 years ago. And played exactly the same, and I love it, and I'll no doubt buy it on everything and play it to death and play through it multiple times and do it on my own and do it in multiplayer, and I'll have a lovely time with it. But just didn't feel like there was anything new about it.
It was more open world. It wasn't just a corridor. What, were you playing the same game as me? Because
maybe it opens up a bit beyond where I got to.
It was open completely from the start, Kevin. It was a big area.
So were parts of the previous one.
Huh?
So were parts of the previous one. You'd have those big open spaces, and then you'd go into dungeons, and that...
Yeah, okay, but the
maybe,
dungeons
maybe
are...
the big open space was a little bit bigger.
They've but... No, because the dungeons are not... They're just areas that you find on the big map. Like... I feel like we were playing different games because it was just a massive area of map that you would find dungeons around.
Yeah, and there were parts of Diablo 3 that were exactly like that.
Not as big as these were.
Maybe not quite as big, but if all that's different after 10 years of development is the maps are a bit bigger, I don't know, that feels a little bit Football Manager-y. This is not real. What have they spent 10 years doing?
Making
the last
online
map took 9 years
one,
to make
the mobile one.
Yeah, less said about the mobile one, the better. But like I say, I'll play it to death, and I'll love it. And I've not had the same kind of complaints about Football Manager that people have about it not changing massively from game to game. But this has been at least 10 years since when did the last one come out? Before we met, I think.
Say about 2012, 2011.
Yeah, it was definitely after we met, Kevin.
Something like that.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know, because when I loaded it in, my friends list, which presumably carries over from Diablo 3, was AD and Jay.
We never played together.
Off of the original forum. Huh?
We never played together on Diablo.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I think it came out before you.
No, it's just we never played it together.
I've certainly played it with Pab.
May 2012 came out on PC, it would have been.
So pretty much around the time we met. I think you'll probably think of the console release, Anna, coming out.
What,
later.
You played it on PC, did you?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I think it...
Of course I did.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, I absolutely did.
Played it with me.
But all you ever did on the podcast was eat... Ice cream cones because of PC players.
I was also playing Football Manager on PC every day as well. I'm an enigma.
Hypocrite is the word.
That's the word I was thinking, yes.
PC games are rubbish, but Diablo and Football Manager are both good. And Civilization. Basically, all of my favourite games are PC games. But PC gamers in general are wangs. It was never about PC games. It was about people who played... First-person shooters with a keyboard and mouse. They're the wangs, and you know who you are. You're a wang. Just play with a controller. Grow up. You're not impressing anybody. You're not checking your emails. You're not writing a book. Just use a controller. It's more comfortable. Sit in a chair, use a controller, stop being weird. Nobody's impressed. That's who the ice cream cones were for. Those wangs.
The interestingly, Pabby was telling me pre-show, and I know you don't really want to get into it in great length, Pab, but it did make me think Pab's story of replacing his graphics card is the exact reason why it's just impossible to truly say, oh yeah, you know, PCs are better than consoles, because you never have to do the rigmarole Pab's had to do this past week with a console. You just take it home and start it up and install the game. Whereas, yeah, poor old Pabby has been wrestling with a PC and all the stupidest little things that could go wrong have gone wrong for you, haven't they, Pab?
I wouldn't... Pretty much. Well, no, it's not awful, but it's just a noose. It's just been a nuisance. But it's in now, and it works. But I'm not playing the beta on the PC. And simply because it's melting graphics cards at the minute to the point of bricking them.
How though? It doesn't do anything impressive graphically at all.
Apparently, I don't know. I tell
a lie. There was a moment that I actually called Anna back to come back to the bit I was and have a look, because we were on top of a cliff and we were just walking past this cliff top, and you could see off the side of the cliff and you could see all of the NPCs in the area below. And they weren't just stationary. There was loads of them there, and they were all doing their own thing, and there was stuff going on off of the cliff. It wasn't like deliberately, oh, look at this side of the cliff. It was just, it was happening. And because I got close to the edge, I happened to see it. So there's a lot going on in the world that you're not seeing, and I imagine that's probably what's melting graphics cards, because that kind of stuff is going to melt stuff.
And I think it's the main hub areas. Everybody is there.
It's yeah, when you've got so too busy. Many characters on the screen at the same time, it's going to cause problems.
I don't know. I don't necessarily think it's something that's meant to be happening. I think it's something that's not quite right with it.
It shouldn't make things melt.
I think they're saying, like, it's not melt. It's not physically melting. It's like,
no.
Apparently, they're making it so that graphics cards are, like, scaldingly hot to touch. You're like, well, that's just going to break them. But they're saying, like, reduced frame rate and stuff like that. Anyway, I'm playing on PS5.
Welcome to the fun club. So are we.
So, do you remember Diablo 3?
I do, Pab. I was talking about it moments ago.
I feel like I'm sure it was like, would you like flick the analog stick and you would do a roll?
Yeah, that was the big thing about why console controls were so great. Yeah, exactly. That was the big reason why people were like, oh, actually, this is really good on console after all.
That's the reason I was like, I kind of want to play it on a controller anyway. And I'm thinking, can I just plug a controller into the PC and play it like that? I don't know if the game will just go, don't be stupid. It won't let me do that. This is a mouse and keyboard game first anyway. Don't try and bamboozle us with a controller on this. But
then the thing is, when it was released on console, Diablo 3, the big thing was everyone going, actually, this is better on a controller because of being able to do that.
It's really good. And now I'm like disappointed that I've got like a dash, which is kind of like a roll, but it's on a cooldown. It's on a button, and it's on a cooldown. I'm like, oh, it's not the same.
Yeah, you pick up, what am I trying to say? Items.
Gold?
Just stuff that give you more dashes and stuff.
Yeah, I was
like
expecting
that.
You probably would get that sort of thing, but it's not the same as having that you can just. We just used to roll around all over the place. And
yeah, Diablo was basically rolling around and changing costume, which I have had fun changing my costume. I've got a lovely yellow hood that I wander around wearing that really makes me stand out to the point where I don't have to have the highlight on my character anymore, so I can see them because I'm basically wearing a bright yellow hat. Makes me very easy to find.
Yeah. I mean, I did, of that half an hour that I did play, I want to say I played about 20 minutes. The other 10 minutes was probably me stopping in place and going, what did I just pick up? Let's have a look. Is that better than what I've got? Yes, swap it out. And that is my whole,
that's what Diablo is.
Yeah, it's the entire, just stop everything that you're doing. Don't do it at the end of a mission. Just do it right now. We're swapping stuff out. It's ludicrous, really. You shouldn't, but I would like it sometimes where you just be, you can do this at the end of a mission and put new gear in, but it is quite fun just to... It's exciting getting new loot. It is.
It is. And importantly, the loot is personalized to the individual as well, because me and Anna could have had a massive row if we'd have been scrambling for every piece of loot out of a chest.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Everyone gets their own loot, which is very important, and especially because we're playing in the same room within arm's reach of each other. If I'd have got to good loot before Anna, she would have made the side of my head look like sheepdogs.
I just wouldn't play.
Yeah, I'd just play on my own at that point.
Yes.
I think Anna did well to last a couple of hours with you, if I'm honest with you.
Oh, we was irritating.
She poisoned me and sent me to bed.
Yeah.
What? How was I irritating?
You don't like to open the map. You just want to.
I don't open the map and I don't read any of the words. So I had no idea what was going
straight
on.
Straight to the next story point. You don't want to open the map. You don't want to go and do dungeons. I can't play like that. I like to, like, even because I'm playing the old one as well. Even on that one, I'll check my map and see which bits I haven't opened. Even if it's just a slither that I haven't opened, I'll go back over there and just open it up. Because like you, the way you do, you're missing dungeons that have great loot in them, because you've got like a mini boss at the end and then you get loads of loot. There's dungeons, like, I don't know how it works when you're in a party, but there's dungeons that are just for your class. So like I was a sorcerer, so I could go into this dungeon that I found, but there was another dungeon I couldn't go in because it was for a necromancer. So yeah, I don't like the way you play. You don't fully enjoy games. You just...
I do fully enjoy them.
No, not in the proper way I like to enjoy games.
I believe that's referenced on my letter that was sent this week, that I don't enjoy things in the same way as the other children. And it's okay.
It's okay. You say it's okay, but it's not okay for people who want to play the game differently. Not everyone has to go the way you want to. Like today, we couldn't find a parking space because I told you they were on the other side of the car park. Oh, I don't like being bossed around. I don't care. I need to go to the parking space.
I like to go to my usual spaces. You know I like to go to my usual spaces. I have set spaces in every car park.
Yep. No, I do as well. I think I might have
otherwise
got that
I'll lose
you,
the
though.
Car. Yeah, but if I don't always park in the same place, I ain't remembering every time where my car is. But no. I know when I leave the supermarket where to head in the car park, because that's where my car is. Otherwise, I'm going to lose it.
Well, you didn't do that at the NEC, did you?
No, because that was one of the first times we went to the NEC. I now have set spaces there, so I know
where
to go.
We looked for 90 minutes for the car, Kevin. And it wasn't even in that car park, was it, Kevin?
I now park in the underground car park under the hotel because I'm fancy.
Yes, but it wasn't even in the car park that we were in.
No, well, that was in the time before AirTags. Mm. We have AirTags now. It wouldn't happen these days.
So why do you need to go in the same space then?
Because I'm not going to mess around looking for my AirTag when I'm at Sainsbury's, Pappy.
Just leave it in the car all the time.
When me and Sheepdog were in Spain, we regularly checked in on where my car was.
We did, and it still didn't arrive to us on time, despite us being able to track it. But I was literally about to say, when we were in Spain, any time I went to the... Well, you know me, Pab, I go to the toilet multiple times when I'm out and about. I'm an ageing man. But I always go to the exact same urinal in the place as the first time I went there and stuff like that. It's just efficient. You get your route. You know what you're doing. It's very frustrating when someone's in it.
Decision fatigue is a problem, Pabby. Exactly. The more decisions you can eliminate from your day, it's why I wear the same clothes every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because decision fatigue, I want to minimise the amount of decisions I'm making, so I'm focusing on the important decisions.
Yep, same breakfast, same lunch.
Exactly. It's just efficient.
Sheepdog handles dinner. Just get it done. No decisions. Bang, 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 bang.
Easy peasy. That's why we're the expansive big thinkers. We're saving our decisions for the important stuff.
I have another word for it, but I'll just keep it clean.
It's the word heroic.
Legendary.
No, we just change some letters around and leave it at that.
I haven't got the brain power to be working those words
out. Thinking cherry. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm now questioning whether this is your dyslexia.
Oh, thanks.
Trying to figure out what word you might
talking of mocking people's disabilities, I made 3 Football Manager videos in a row this week, assuming that the reason I couldn't see the ball was because of my colour blindness, and it turns out the ball had changed colour in the settings and nobody watching could see it either. But yeah. I regularly assume, they've brought the orange ball out. I'm not going to be able to see it. Three videos later, someone said, Kev, you know we can't see it either. And I've changed it back in the settings.
Why does Football Manager have an option to make the ball green?
I don't know. You can make the ball whatever colour you want.
I mean, it just seems ludicrous to make it pitch colour, though, right?
Well, teams play in green, don't they?
Sure, but they don't then blend into the grass.
I guess if it's a heavy snow, maybe you want... I don't know. I have no idea.
That's what the orange ball's for. Ludicrous.
Makes no sense, but yeah, nobody can see
it. I mean, the only way it would be good is if you started doing Relujo's, like, spot the ball challenge. Then you couldn't figure out where it was either.
Yeah, but I'd just decide. I'd just make it up. I'd just put Well, I might work. Edit all this bit out, Pabby. I might be doing that. And while you're editing that out, put an advert in, which you always do without fail. Mm-hmm. Good advert, Pabby, I assume. I hope you've not made a fool of me in public. So have we done talking about Diablo? I think we've covered everything, haven't we, on Diablo?
Yeah, are you enjoying it, Anna, did you say?
It's acceptable.
Splendid. We'll have more to say about it when... Well, I was going to say next week, but we won't be here next week. Me and Anna will have more to say about it in a couple of weeks, probably. But that isn't all I've played this week, because, as mentioned, me and Anna are off to Switzerland in a few days' time. So, as any reasonable person would, I've re-downloaded Microsoft Flight Simulator, and I've been practicing the route, just in case I have to take over from the pilot. What do you mean, what? Why do people keep having that reaction when I say that? It's a completely reasonable thing to do. I downloaded Flight Simulator. I've downloaded Luton Airport and Geneva Airport. I've downloaded the specific plane we're going to be flying on, and I'm just practicing the route. So I know if I have to take over, I can take over from the pilot, but also so that I know which side of the plane to sit on. So now I've practiced going into the runway at Geneva, and I know where to be on the plane to get the best view out of the window, to get some lovely shots for the old vloggy. And I bought a flight stick because I haven't used the flight stick yet, but I finally have bought the flight stick because I sat there playing it the other night. And weirdly, because again, me and Anna can sit next to each other playing games now, so she gets to see what I'm up to. Normally she doesn't see this kind of shenanigan, but she didn't. I kept trying to show her things and she wasn't as interested as you'd have thought. So look, Anna, this is where we're going. This is what we'll be able to see from the plane.
Because I don't care.
You're the one who's hugging the window seat. You're the one who'll be able to see these things.
To look out at the real world. I don't want to look at Google Earth.
But yeah, I was enjoying it so much that the flight stick that I wanted the last time I was in on Microsoft Flight Simulator that was out of stock everywhere was in stock at Argos. I have purchased one. It's now sat next to the TV. I haven't used it yet because I've been busy since it arrived. But this weekend, when I'm not playing Diablo, I'm pretty sure I'm going to do the full flight from Luton to Geneva, including takeoff and landing, using my fancy new flight stick. And I'll just sit there for the full hour and a half of the flight telling Anna all about it. I might even offer you some peanuts. We've got some peanuts upstairs. So I might put autopilot on for a bit and pretend to be a steward. You looking forward to that, Anna?
Excellent.
I'll charge you £8 for a sandwich if you want.
I'll make my own if I can get up the stairs.
Well, I'm always happy to oblige with a €3 bottle of water if you're up for it.
We don't have any bottles of water.
And now you're getting it. Now it feels like I'm on Ryanair. This is amazing.
Kev's been hoarding them all so he can charge them. Charge you for
exactly.
Them.
The only other thing I've played is more WWE 2K23. As well as playing the GM mode, which I was playing a lot of last week, I've started playing My Rise as well, which, again, the adventures in playing video games next to Anna, me trying to actually do the wrestling, and she's going, you just have to press this button! Just press this button to do your finisher!
No, I'm sitting there, right? And he's not, the button comes up on screen. I see the button. He's like, you don't see the button fast enough. Like, I'm playing a different game. I can see the button you're supposed to be pressing out the corner of my eye.
I don't want to do that finisher. I want to get myself in my position for my other finisher. I've got two finishers, depending on where I am in relation to the other wrestler.
No, you weren't doing any finishes. You were doing the tutorial. I was watching you. You can't. You don't even know how to change your hairstyle, Kevin.
That is true.
You made me look online. We still don't know how you change your hairstyle.
No, I'm just the generic character. Yeah. I can't work out.
Can't work it out. It's a stupid game. You can't change.
It's very complicated. There is.
He wouldn't even give me the controller so I could fiddle around.
So I didn't want you to get one of my trophies.
What, to find hair? Or skin
that
colour?
Might be a trophy. It's hard to do. It's probably a trophy.
Maybe you unlock the hairstyles as you play.
Well, that's what we decided on
the end. And the colour of your skin and the build that you are. It's a rubbish system if you don't know how. There's not even... It's a stupid system on there. No boo to whatever it's called, wrestling.
But I was having fun with it. It's jolly good. So I've been playing some of the My Rise, been playing some My GM, and there's still four other modes on there that I've not even had a proper go on yet. So all of that means I still haven't finished Fire Emblem, despite the fact I'm halfway through the final battle. And I just...
No, why haven't you finished it, Kevin?
I'm not quite sure where my Switch is.
There we go.
Oh. It'll be around. I know it's in the house somewhere. I can see my Steam Deck right now. And then the other side of the room, I can see my Steam Deck case. The Switch might be in the Steam Deck case, actually. I'll find it. It'll show up. It needs to show up before we go to Switzerland because I need to be able to take it there because I can't fit my Steam Deck in because I'd need a separate bag to take a Steam Deck on a plane. It's enormous.
The carry-on, literally.
I'd probably need to check it. It's too big for carry-on, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Might be over the 22-kilogram limit for checked luggage.
One day they'll... when are they making the second one that's more streamlined?
Not anytime soon.
I heard rumours.
No, not anytime soon, I don't think.
I saw someone mention it on Twitter. I've got no hookup.
From what I've heard is that it's not like as if... They've only recently just cleared the back orders. I just don't see them making... I just don't see them revising.
I wouldn't be at all surprised if by next Christmas we've got a Steam Deck Lite that's actually portable size.
No. If anything, it's the other way.
Why would they make it bigger and more cumbersome?
More powerful. That's what people want. People want more power.
It's powerful enough that it can play all games. I want it to be smaller. It's a portable console. I want it to be actually portable. If people want more power, they should get a gaming laptop.
I don't think they'll go small.
Idiotic. It's wonderful, apart from the fact it's too big and too heavy.
I think they'll be the same size, just with newer guts inside.
Yet again, PC gamers are just idiots. It needs to be... Nintendo would make a smaller one, because Nintendo know what to do. That's why Nintendo sell more than Steam do.
That's...
Got you there, Pabby.
I didn't realise that they were planning on doing this in weird little generations. I thought it was going to be like PC gaming, where they just constantly keep churning them out bigger and better every 5 minutes, and you just kind of dip in when you want it to be quicker and smaller and better. And, you know, there'll be people who have this for a year and a half, and then they jump onto it. It's been out 2 years, so...
last year.
Oh, sorry. Announced 2 years. Sorry. It's its 2 year anniversary coming up, apparently.
Since it was announced.
Yep. Sorry. I was reading an article that confused my brain there. So
they might have done that, Sheepdog, if it wasn't them building it. If they just said, have a crack at this, you know, developers or whoever it is, whoever makes hardware. Here's the software, here's the specs. Have fun with it. That's what I did with the Steam. Is it Steam Box? Is it, you know, when it's waiting, they did PCs a while ago, didn't they? And they just let people just went, yeah, everyone wants to do that, make one, be my guest, submit one, and we'll just say yes or no. And then they were all shapes and sizes and different qualities and what have you. But because Steam had making it, they want to probably make it uniform so that they have full control of it.
Yeah, I get what you mean. The second they bring out a sequel, it's going to be a two-tiered system, isn't it?
Also, it's like, realistically, people, like, it was like back end of last year, like November time or something like that, was when they finished the backlog of all these pre-orders. If then 3 months later down the line, whatever it is, they say new ones out coming soon, that is a slap in the face to all them people that have, it's a year old. No one has a console come out and a year later they go, new one's coming out. No one does that. Not even, what, PS4 to PS4 Pro was 4 years. So, I don't see a new one coming probably till at least, like I've said, next Christmas.
I want a slim one!
I mean, there are other options out there, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, just take your iPad and remote play on your PC with that. Oh,
obviously, I will have my iPad with me too. And my Switches.
Switches?
I always have to have a spare Switch, just in case.
So you have two Switches?
Yeah, obviously. What kind of maniac doesn't have two Switches?
I mean, you're not wrong, I have two Switches. But I don't take them with me everywhere.
What if one runs out of battery?
Does it count as owning two if my son has one as well?
Absolutely not.
That counts. I mean, I've got two, but one's reset and sat in a box underneath the bed.
I've got two that actively have my profile and games on.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, different. Yeah. Have you played anything, Pappy?
Have I played anything? That's a good question. Yes, is the answer.
End of story.
Yeah, that's it.
There we go. Moving on. Anna.
I have played Dead Cells.
Dead Alice!
Yes. I heard there was some DLC out for some Castlevania-based DLC. It got me intrigued. It's receiving very good reviews, this DLC and what have you. And I was like, oh, I'd like to check that out. Then realising I don't own Dead Cells. I think I own it on Switch. So that was like thinking, well, no, I'm going to get it on PC. I'm going to get it on PC because then I can play it on the Steam Deck. And then I realised I played next to none of Dead Cells. And Dead Cells is quite good, isn't it? Dead Cells is good.
Yes, it is.
It's hard, yes, but it's also quite addicting.
Yes, it is.
It plays very well. The way it controls is just very tight. It is very well made game. And I don't know what the progress is yet. I don't know. I've only just realised how to get to the Castlevania DLC. I didn't even get to that. Because I bought like a pack with all the DLC in it. So I've got like four other DLCs, which introduces all new areas and new weapons and new enemies. I don't think I even beat the first boss when I played it on Switch when it first came out. So it's like playing a whole new game to me. So I've just been enjoying charging around these worlds. It is a roguelike. And I don't, like I say, even when you die, I like going back to the hub room and you go around and see all the jars. You're like, what did I get? What did I get from that last run? What is it that I unlocked? And you're like, oh, there it is. That's what I might be able to get. And I like being able to upgrade things. I think I've got a sword that has bleed on it now. I say, I haven't played tons of it, but it's on the Steam Deck now. And I think I'm slowly coming to the realisation that the Steam Deck isn't designed for these huge games. As much as it'll run Spider-Man and it'll run Horizon and it'll run Assassin's Creed and what have you, it will do for 2 hours. And to the detriment of Assassin's Creed Odyssey, which I had on there, I've recently deleted it because it was 110 gig. It's insane. And I've only got 256
110 gig?
Yeah.
For Dead Cells?
No, that's for Assassin's Creed.
Oh, okay.
Dead Cells is like, I think it was 3 gig at the moment. I think it was 1.something gig.
I was like,
gig.
I must have zoned out for a second. I was like,
no.
What? Okay,
I'm just coming to the realisation that Steam Deck isn't necessarily designed to be, I just don't think I need to be playing all these massive games on there. And I've got Like a Dragon on there, and yes, I enjoy playing it, but it just melts the battery so quick, and it just takes up so much space when you've got... I haven't got tons of space on there. I know I've got an SD card in there, and it does give me a lot more room, but it's still... When like, what is it? Spider-Man is like 70, 80 gig. Assassin's Creed 110 gig. Like a Dragon's probably the same, 70 gig. That is the hard drive, the base hard drive in there gone already. And that's, you know what I mean? It's just, I think you need to play the smaller games on there. So that's what I'm kind of looking forward to more now going. I'm getting back into Steam Deck again, I think. I feel like I fell off pretty abruptly with the Steam Deck. Now I'm back in it. The second I get a graphics card that'll play these games amazing, I'm like, I want to go on the Steam Deck instead. Yeah, I've enjoyed what I've played of Dead Cells. I'll get to the Castlevania stuff at some point. I will get to that, and I'll talk about that closer to the time when I actually get to see some of that area and stuff. The other thing that I have played came out this week in a new release, and it's called Chia.
I played... Like, I basically have got the boat. So
the
I've
boat.
Not... Yeah, I got a boat.
So that's pretty early on, I want to say.
Yes, very early on. I haven't played it. I only found out about it, like, yesterday. So I've not played
it. It's something... It's very chill. It's very relaxing, kind of. There's not really any combat in the game, from what I can tell so far. I've played, like, two and a half hours, maybe.
There's fabric people you have to take out.
I saw that, and I was like, I'm not... I see them, and there is, an opening cutscene at the start. The start of the game is, you're this little girl and a dad, and a dad gets kidnapped by this baddie guy who turns up, who... clearly, this guy's... Your dad's someone who's some sort of secret agent, or whatever it is. I don't know who he is, but they know who he is. He knows who they are. And they say, you found me, sort of thing. And then they take him away, and they're like these, like, fabric kind of ribbon people, kind of like. And they take him away, and then you go to rescue him, and then you can, like... What do? You kind of, like, not teleport, but you like...
You can
over.
Transform
like,
into...
Yeah. You tell
animals,
coconuts, kind of like you did with Super Mario Odyssey, where you could like look at something and become it. It becomes a little bit like that. So you can transform into birds, like you say, coconuts, rocks,
dolphins.
Animals, dolphins. Dolphins are fun.
An oil light. Yeah, you can transfer, and then there's mini like games to do. So today I've done some stone, I don't even know what it's called, stone building.
Oh like, yes, there are like stone stacking sort of things where you've got.
Slingshot, target practice. I know there's other things like diving and totem carving. There's a lot.
I've not got to any of that.
No, I watched someone play the game. I was like, I want to know what this is because I keep hearing about it. And I was like, oh,
yes, it's a little chill game. It's very chill. It's a little game that looks very pretty. It's a very pretty looking game. And
it's got the, you know, like Zelda with the how much power you have.
Yes, you have an energy meter.
It's got that kind of mechanic. Mm-hmm.
You have an energy meter and you have a glider and you can jump off things and kind of float down and it burns your energy, or you can climb up walls and it burns your energy up, but you can climb up pretty much anything. And you also, like I say, you can like teleport into a bird or something like that and just fly around the island, but that is on a timer as well, sort of thing. It's very much, I think you'll get more of that over time. But yeah, you're just running around this island trying to do these quests, but I don't know. I've not done too much of the quest because I just found myself just wandering around the map. And the map is, I think, is very cool, but it's a little frustrating when it doesn't pinpoint where you are on the map. I don't know if you noticed this, Anna.
No, apparently that's a... They made it that way.
That's the positive of it. I think that I like that fact. It's a little frustrating at times, but it kind of goes... You kind of open up and then the character goes, you can click on the button and says, where am I? And she goes, I think I'm somewhere in this region, and just draws a circle around this area of the map. And you're like, I'm somewhere in this circle. So I don't know exactly. So I've kind of got to use my environment to figure out where I am and which direction I want to go in to go to do my task. And I've been doing things. I collected a chicken. I had to get some pearls with the help of a dolphin and a sea snake. Like, it wasn't a sea. It was a snake, I think, swimming in the sea.
Okay.
No, I thought it was an eel, but it was a snake. I found it in the sea and I just took over it. I just took it for a swim underwater. And then you have the Assassin's Creed like moment where you go to the top of a high point, don't you? And then you shout, yes. And you unlock all the different icons on the map that you can go to, like different collectibles, so to speak. Like, say, that's how I found my pearls in the ocean, because I needed some pearls for my meeting with the top dog. I've got to go meet. Which makes no sense, because the top dog is who's kidnapped my dad, but then I've got to go and have a meeting with him to get him back, and I can't get a meeting with him because I have to fill all these forms in, and it wants a gift sort of thing for
it's
for
based
the meeting.
It's based on an island in the Pacific, and when you meet someone new or you invite someone to your home, you have to give them a gift, and
yes,
it's all
exactly right.
Ceremony and stuff, so
yes, so you have to do that, and that's why I needed the pearls. To get to the pearls, I then had to do a different quest where, well, I probably could have found the pearls in the ocean, but it'd been a lot of faffing about. On my way, I found someone who wanted to help with me for something. I had to do something for them. They wanted some crab, I think. And I got a crab, and I gave them a crab, and then suddenly they said, I needed a chicken. So they said, all right, come on with me. We go and get a chicken. And then she then cut his head off. And then I was like, oh, what? That was weird. She cut the head off a chicken, and then the chicken just carried on running around. I was like, okay, well, I'm just gonna take this. Yeah, it's super chill, looks amazing, and it plays pretty damn well. I went into like a dense forest area, and just flying around in the trees it just was very cool. I like just bouncing it, because you go to the top of a tree, and kind of like Mario 64, when you used to go into, you know, you go up to the top of a tree and you kind of fling yourself off, you kind of has a little bit of that. And you kind of fly off.
Yeah, that's physics, isn't it?
Yeah, because you're in the middle of a forest, that's kind of ping from tree to tree to tree. It was quite fun to do that. And I like playing it. I wanted to try and get it on the Steam Deck, but because it's an Epic Store game, of course it is. I couldn't fathom out how to get it on. It wouldn't let me use the Epic stuff to get into the
download.
PC.
Okay. It's on, I think it's on Game Pass.
PlayStation.
Not Game Pass.
No, it's on the PlayStation Plus yes. Premium and Extra, I think it is. It's not on the basic one.
I saw it. I was like, oh, 24. Oh, no, I've got the...
Yes.
Yeah, the extra or whatever
it's on Extra and Premium, I think it is.
Oh, yes.
On basic PS Plus. So if you like the idea of this game, that's very chill, relaxing, and very customizable. The amount of outfits and different unlockables that I'm yes. getting is like... I've just got tons of them. I was dressed up as a cowboy, cowgirl even. I had... Oh, I have so many different outfits now. And... Yeah, I just enjoy just floating around. I found myself just floating around the map, just wandering about, not really doing anything in particular, just exploring, seeing what it is, finding new campfires to sit at and rest at, and finding new areas, finding different things, finding different mountains to shout from and unlock all the points on the map. It's a good game. I have enjoyed that one thoroughly. But other than that, and like I say, a bit of the Diablo beta this evening, that has been it for me. So, Anna?
I have nothing.
You have nothing?
No, I've...
Nothing extra? I mean, you've had things to chip in on several of those games you've already talked about.
Yes. Yeah, but I moved the child out, so that's all that's been going on. I'm not in my life, so it's not really touched except for...
I
mean, two games.
I like that Sheepdog's tried to get away with not doing anything.
No,
this week.
I haven't. I was letting other people talk. Do you know what? Because I said you've been busy. My phone just started recording everything I was saying, and that was very weird. Maybe I'm being spied on. No, I did. I have been playing games. I mean, some of them were the same old, same old. I've got back into Football Manager 23 after the winter update. I mentioned to you in passing that I was going to prove Antonio Conte wrong by playing as Tottenham, but with attacking footballers. And I've been doing really well. And so I know you did tell me that the tactic I had in mind is pretty good in this season, this year's update. But it is working for me. So I think I'm just a tactical mastermind. Beyond that, I mentioned last week that I needed to get Ollie Yo-Kai Watch 3. And that the Nintendo shop was kind of broken and not working anymore. And everyone was telling me I might not be able to buy stuff and it might not work and that kind of thing. After the podcast ended, I kind of quickly went and got my DS to check it out because I thought if I can't get him this game, then I need to start figuring out what the hell I'm going to do because I've told him he's getting it like Saturday just gone. So I loaded up my DS. I loaded up my Switch, I think. I went on the website, actually, and I went on the Nintendo website, because I remember I was chatting to Pab. I went on the Nintendo website, and I literally just bought the game. It was like, boom, it's done. And I was like, that was easy. That was ridiculous. I can't believe I've just done a big old shout-out to the internet going, help me, which lots of people very kindly did message me going, Sheepdog, just buy it from the site. But then what happened was I went and I got Ollie's DS, loaded it up, went to log into the shop, and it was like, your account's already logged into a different DS. And I was like, I didn't know that was a thing. So I Googled it, and yep, sure enough, you can only have one Nintendo ID per DS. If you own two DSs,
oh, that's right, yeah.
You can't use your games across them, which is dumb. But I kind of get it, because otherwise we could all just sign up to Kev's Magic DS shop for £10 a month and pay for every, you know, download every game, couldn't we? So that made sense, but it was annoying. So then I thought, right, I'll install it on my DS. Went to install it, and my DS said, you do realise this is a 28,000 unit game and you only have like 9,000 spare. And I was like, God damn it. Oof. So I then deleted a load of bits and bobs before realising, to be honest, the only way I was going to get this to work was if I deleted stuff I didn't want to delete. I opened up the memory bit, not really realising that I didn't know this, but all DSs have a 4 gig memory card in them, and mm-hmm. that's the hard drive. So I was like, oh, I don't remember putting this in here. I took it out, had a look in Ollie's one, saw his one had one. I was like, oh, again, don't remember putting one in his. Swapped them round to see what memory he had. Put it back in his because I thought, right, I'm going to clear out a load of memory. It turned out he didn't really have much saved on his, so his did have enough space. So I put his in mine. Honestly, I was up until 3:30, 4:00 sorting this out, waiting for the download to finish while I was doing other bits and bobs. I finally got it sorted, was like, excellent, this is done. And then it was like, this game needs an update to play. The update was something annoying like 400 units, which put it over the limit of what the bloody memory card was. So I was like, I need to order a bloody SD card for this freaking game now. Because I mean, I think I have one around the house. I haven't ordered it yet because I'm pretty sure I have one in the house that I could just slip in. But then I keep forgetting to go and look for it. So when Ollie kind of got up, I said to him, look, I've got good news. I bought you the game, but you can't play it yet because I need to sort out the memory and actually download it. And he was like, I've not finished the second one yet, so I'll just play that. And I was just like, I stayed up until like 4:45 sorting this out because I thought you were going to have a freaking meltdown over it. I'm so tired. I'm absolutely broken. And he was just, I didn't say this to him. I was just thinking it. And he was just kind of like, yeah, thank you for getting it. And then he's just spent all week playing Yo-Kai Watch 2, ready to play this third one when I eventually sort it out. So that was a headache, but I'm glad it was resolved. I mentioned there were sales. I was trying to buy some games in that and got nowhere with any sales. It's just all Nintendo tax nonsense. The other things that I've been playing, I've still been playing the Mobile Football Manager. Did I mention last week that it gave me a B rating for winning the Champions League, Super League, World? I think I got to the final of the World Club Cup. And then the chairman gave me a B grade because I signed a goalkeeper for $7 million and paid him $30,000 a week, and they weren't happy with how much I was paying him. And some other, fifth round of the FA Cup. And I was just like, what?
this game's weird. It's like
this game is weird.
It's odd standards. I felt really offended that the chairman could have the audacity to give me a B grade. I'm trying to think what else. I've been making the game this week, so I haven't played any other ones I can think of for any length of time worth talking about, but I've been making my game with my Game Jam compadres and friends. We're making our stealth Metroidvania game, and it's coming along very, very nicely. We had our first catch-up this week. We've got characters in Unity. One walks around and jumps and stuff. The other, there's AI that chases you around if you go within range, and the idea, you know, I've written a whole story out in different worlds, like area on the map. I think people really enjoy this one. It's going to have like double jump and crouch and other Metroidvania kind of abilities. And then you've just got to avoid getting killed and caught while you navigate the story. And oh, I'm excited. It's coming out in 24 days' time. So that's going to be very, 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 very fun. And that's my lot.
Splendid. Well, I guess we'll wrap things up there then, boys and girls. If you want to badger us on the internet, you can follow us at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
And you can follow me at RB6K, where you can see the massive like red mark on the side of my head from headbutting the door.
Sorry, I'm at Mr. Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And these two will see you next week, boys and girls.
We will. Guaranteed.
And if they don't, call them out on it.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.